sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday.
Well, it's safe to say floodwaters can wash away a lot of things, but it can't wash away core community values such as caring for a neighbor in need. Just ask Trock's gallery and gifts owner Kayla Mock, who, as you may have heard, took the time during Tuesday's flash flooding event to help minimize the damage to one of her business neighbors, Imaginarium, before ownership even arrived.
I was in there in that building exactly 3 years ago when it flooded, and so I know that feeling of like walking into your business and seeing all of your stuff soaking wet. And so if you can have people who can come in and just start working and doing the physical labor and just getting it done, like, that is a tremendous help.
Now, while Mock may have been first on scene, she wasn't alone for very long, as it didn't take much time for others to start pitching in.
Joe Korn from Gravel City Roasters was there. Meg from Mulready's was there. Sean Honey from I Am Design. Lucas Moody was there. Sylvain Cooper just happened to be walking by, and he jumped in and grabbed a broom. I'm sure I'm missing people. I think Meg's dad was there. Like, man, it was really heartwarming.
Imaginarium co-owner Melanie Curtis says she was dreading going into work that morning, but those feelings quickly subsided when she arrived.
I was just so impressed and so thankful that somebody was here already taking it on and helping us out.
Much like the water that filled Commercial Street in the early morning hours, Emporia Main Street Director Casey Wood says it didn't take long for the caring and compassion that started at Imaginarium to flow through the downtown corridor.
Folks were showing up immediately after, just looking to help. Tons of different folks that were just going door to door, ensuring that people had what they needed.
Jessica Buchholz in Main Street says the showing of compassion in the downtown area was a gratifying sight.
Just made a bad situation a little bit better.
Curtis says it's encouraging to know that if they're ever in need again, they have plenty of people they can count on.
If we do have something bigger, I know that we will all come together and get each other through it.
Mock agreed and said there's no natural disaster that can stop the Main Street family.
We're here to support each other, and don't mess with us.
For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Wow! I feel good.
Feel Good Friday from KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
I knew that I wouldn't.